This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Spanish police have identified six Moroccans they believe were involved in last week's bombings of Madrid commuter trains that killed 200 people. Spanish journalists say one of the six, who already is in custody, may have been involved in the bombings last May in Casablanca that killed 45 people. The Madrid attacks originally were blamed on Basque separatists, but evidence of an Al-Qaeda connection is growing. Across Spain, it's being debated what role terrorism played in Sunday's election, which returned the socialists to power. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Spain's Prime Minister-elect José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero told reporters yesterday that the Iraq War was a disaster and that he would pull out the 1,300 Spanish troops sent to Iraq by his predecessor. It was at that press conference that Zapatero was drawn into the debate over terrorism and the elections.
If a terrorist act can change the result of an election, is that not a victory for terrorism?
Zapatero responded that he thought Spaniards voted rationally and judiciously after 4 years of popular party misrule.
En España había ganas de cambio.
In Spain, there was a longing for change, he said. To Zapatero, the fact that the Popular Party was leading in the polls until the day before 10 bombs exploded almost simultaneously on packed commuter trains was immaterial. The debate is raging all over Spain, on the editorial pages of the newspapers, over the airwaves, and in cafes. Sipping a café solo at the bar, biotech researcher Candela Carreiro agrees with people who say that the outgoing prime minister, José María Aznar, was to blame for the tragedy.
I think that if Spain hadn't gotten involved in the kind of war it got involved in, and along with Bush, who I don't agree with, then this country probably wouldn't have been attacked by fundamentalist extremists.
She believes the Popular Party lost because it deceived the Spanish people again and again. First, there was the oil spill from the tanker Prestige, Spain's worst environmental disaster. At the time, the government admitted it underestimated the degree of the problem. Then there were the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, which Aznar said existed. And then the train bombings 3 days before the elections. Carreiro believes the Popular Party tried to cover up evidence pointing to Al-Qaeda because it feared being blamed for the tragedy. Instead, the government blamed the Basque terrorist group ETA.
I think the government lied. It lied repeatedly, and these are the fruits of its politics. The ballot boxes responded to a form of behavior over many years. It's not because of one day or 3 days. Perhaps it was the straw.
By now, an older lady with a silk scarf has taken a place at the bar. Housewife Pilar Prados defends Aznar's leadership.
No,
it wasn't a bad government. It wasn't bad. What happened was that Zapatero was lucky because of the circumstances. These were circumstances that were very, very, very good for him to take advantage of, she says. Gabriel Albiach agrees with her. He's a professor of philosophy and a columnist for El Mundo newspaper. He believes the socialists manipulated the tragedy to their favor, which he says is exactly what the terrorists wanted.
Es que lo han realizado. De hecho,
they have succeeded. The truth is that the winner of Sunday's elections was Bin Laden, he says. In his post-election column, he says Spaniards have chosen to abdicate in the war against Islamic terrorism. He compares them to the French bourgeoisie who survived World War II by collaborating with the Nazi attempt to take over Europe. Yesterday, Romano Prodi, the president of the European Commission, told an Italian newspaper that the Spanish election shows that force is not the answer to resolving conflicts with terrorists. Such sentiment angers commentator Pilar Rahola. She's critical of Europe for letting America and Britain fight the war against terrorism on their own. Rahola is a former lawmaker with Esquerra Republicana. It's a far-leftist Catalonian faction that increased its size eightfold in this election and may be a candidate for Zapatero's ruling coalition. What I'm saying is that we, the European left, and particularly the Spanish left, must learn the enormous lesson from this tragedy in Madrid, she says. Rahola thinks Zapatero's supporters are mistaken if they think that Spain will be safe from Islamic terrorism when the troops come home from Iraq. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.